Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, what a day, baby. What a day. Glad you guys are here. What a dilemma for the Democrats. Do you keep Biden and pretend he's still the 81 million vote man? Or do you toss him and create havoc inside the party? Or do you have a choice? Man, I would not want to be a Democrat right now. Well, first of all, I don't want to be a Democrat ever. Who wants to be in that crazy state of mind? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to people, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to ask you a series of questions here that are going to cause you to have to put on your thinking cap, as my grandfather would say. How many surrogates are there that are running protection around Joe Biden? No, that's not what I'm trying to get you to think about yet. I got questions for you later. I just want to set the stage here. Because I heard Adam Schiff talking about Joe Biden. We have that clip, right? Here's Adam Schiff, and he's running interference for Joe Biden.
There's a lot of legal news this week, and I want to get to that. I want to start with Robert Herr's report. First, what was your overall reaction to that report?
As a former federal prosecutor, my reaction was Robert Herr couldn't make a legal case against Joe Biden. So he decided to make a political case against Joe Biden. What he did was willful. That is Robert Herr. What he did was deliberate. What he did, he knew would damage Joe Biden politically and gratify Donald Trump. It was a political decision that flies in the face of what Department of Justice policy is. And I can tell you this, if Robert Herr were a lying prosecutor, he would be disciplined or fired.
Now, keep in mind, these are the people that say, don't you dare. Don't you dare talk about the Department of Justice. How dare you criticize them? How dare you criticize the FBI? How dare you criticize the CIA? And of course, there's Chuck Schumer warning you. Yeah, if you mess with those guys, they'll get you 6 ways to Sunday. He said something like that, right?
I was distraught right after the election, but I'm now actually invigorated by the challenge and our ability to succeed in this challenge.
Let me ask you, I don't know if you have seen this. I don't want to blindside you with this. This is the latest statement, latest tweet, as you were just saying. The president-elect's latest yeah. Unsolicited pronouncement on the intelligence community. This was his tweet just a little while ago tonight. You see the scare quotes there. The intelligence briefing on so-called Russian hacking was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. We're actually told, intelligence sources tell NBC News since this tweet has been posted, that actually this intelligence briefing for the president-elect was always planned for Friday. It hasn't been delayed. But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Do you think he has an agenda to try to dismantle parts of the intelligence community? I mean, this form of taunting hostility.
Whether you're a super liberal Democrat or a very conservative Republican, you should be against dismantling the intelligence community.
Of course, there's the obvious that Chuck Schumer says you shouldn't be talking about the intelligence community. Well, that's the DOJ. But it was, don't do it if you're Trump, but you can do it if you're Adam Schiff. But see, he said something earlier that was even more profound. When he said, I'm disappointed in the election, but the challenge, he says, and the ability to succeed in the challenge is what invigorates him. You know what the challenge was? How can we get rid of Trump? How can we disrupt his administration to such a degree that he's ineffective? And then how do we beat him in a coup? That was the challenge. Those were the behind-the-scenes meetings where these guys all got together in their cabal, including a bunch of rhinos, and said, let's get rid of Donald Trump. Let's start day one. And that's what they did. They didn't do it completely. Here's another person, Goldman. Raskins is the new one. Jamie Raskin. He's the new one that's speaking on behalf of Biden. But they got all these surrogates running around protecting Joe Biden. And here's Dan Goldman. He gets asked by Jake Tapper. He's like, Jake Tapper's like, look, you got to admit, they're not making this stuff up about Joe Biden. This is not some right-wing conspiracy.
The memory lapses that President Biden is described as having in this report, this is not the first time anybody's raised issues of President Biden's acuity. And in fact, twice this week, President Biden referenced European leaders' conversations he had with them in 2021 when both those European leaders had long been dead. He confused Macron with Mitterrand. He confused Helmut Kohl with Angela Merkel. Are you really acting as if there's nothing to these issues or these concerns?
Well, I saw from the White House counsel that they disputed this recollection of the interview. And I will tell you, Jake, I was in Israel on October 7th, as you know, and President Biden was nice enough to call me. And I can tell you, this was the day before that interview, I can tell you he was sharper than anyone I've spoken to about a very complex geopolitical urgent issue.
Dozens of people all throughout the Biden administration are running around talking about Joe Biden is not old. Forget what you think of as old. Forget what you think of as senile. That report is crazy. It's HERS fault. And they're lying. They're literally lying. They don't want the report to come out, by the way. The Republicans have requested it. I talked about it yesterday. They don't want it to come out. But they act like it's a state secret. It's like black people going, shh, don't let people know that we commit crimes in more numbers than our actual numbers in the U.S. Really? Oh, you think it's a secret? I crack up at these lefties. All their policies backfire. So you don't understand why people have left Oakland, California. Businesses will not put their businesses there anymore. And you can't figure out why, Gavin Newsom. Because you allow for rampant shoplifting. You don't prosecute criminals, especially black criminals. And in black neighborhoods, nobody wants to put their stores there. We have a clip for that. So I'm not going to play it now, but I'll play it later. Biden is dead man walking. And let me tell you what's going on right now. The only thing the left is trying to figure out is how do we do it? When can we officially get rid of him? But he's gone. I've already told you. He's gone. I don't know. Hey, did you guys catch me on Newsmax? I'm back to doing media. I've decided I can't hide in my basement closet anymore. Working on servers. So I'm back to doing media. I will do my best to keep you up to date on when I'm doing media so you can see me roasting lefties' chestnuts on the open fire.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats running around like test monkeys high on meth. What a sick group of people. They got surrogates all over TV. I don't, did they go, anyone want to step up and protect Joe Biden? Boy, they all did, but you know why? To cover their collective butts. Joe Biden is their hero, the $81 million man, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, but only when wearing his Trump sneaks. By the way, we've got Trump sneakers. You should get them. You should look at them. We reduced the price on everything in the store. You should go check it out. Our store is the best store out there. I feel like Donald Trump. It's the best. There's nothing better. You cannot find anything better than our store. You should go check it out, okay? Just Mexico's not going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. I'm telling you, one-of-a-kind stuff that you will want. And I'll even make you a deal. Now, I can't do that because I got to bring it here first. But here's a deal I will make you. If you do get something from my store, and then I'm going to be somewhere, I'll sign them. And I told you guys, I'm going to get Trump to sign some of our stuff just so we have some one-of-a-kind type items. Yeah, baby. Oh, you know what we should do? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say whoever buys from the store, when I get Trump to sign our stuff, we will do an auction, a drawing, not an auction, a drawing. And we'll pick one person at random to win the Trump autographed item that comes from our store. I think that's a pretty cool thing there. And I will make arrangements to get Donald Trump to sign some of my stuff. Anyway, glad to be back with you guys. I'm talking about these crazy Democrats that they don't know whether to, you know, to wind their butts or scratch their watch. They don't. They have no clue what to do because you got your leader, and you're trying to pretend as the world knows he's sick, he's senile, he's corrupt, and you're going, no, he's not. He's none of those things. I know what it looks like. I love it. These sick group of people, they know he's old and demented, and they continue their lies. And it's only when they're forced to confront their lies, when they're faced with that infamous blue dress scenario, do they finally fess up. So I told you guys I was going to ask you a question. And now we're here. We're to that point in the Kevin Jackson Network show. Here's your question. What will be the Democrats' blue dress moment? Are we there with this thing with Biden? Is this the one where, because Bill Clinton thought he got away with it, and then Lewinsky goes, I kept the dress. And then Bill was like, oh shoot, too bad this isn't the 80s before they could test for DNA. Because of, let me tell you, if Lewinsky had been born in the whatever, before DNA, Clinton would have got away with it. She would have been a kook. But she was born in a time when we had DNA. If it weren't for that, I'm telling you, history would write differently about that woman, don't you think? So what is the blue dress moment now for the Democrats? We have blue dresses all over the place. You've got a blue dress in your closet. You've got a blue dress in your closet. I mean, we've all got blue dresses in our closet. We've got the goods on the Democrats. So I'm asking you, what do you think it's going to be? If it isn't Joe Biden right now with this, which, look, I don't know how better we can, it can be teed up for you. If you're a conservative Republican, how better can you have it? You've got bank records of Joe Biden. You've got, you know, phone calls, audio calls. You've got SARS reports, the suspicious activity reports coming from banks. You've got wires coming from the Chinese. You get, what do you need? I'm getting after you, aren't I? I don't want you to feel like I'm getting after you, but I'm kind of getting after you. What do you need? You got Joe Biden, who's a racist. Black people, when they're in the know, they will tell you to your face, Joe Biden is a racist. Go do these man on the street black people interviews. You will get at least one black guy to go, man, that dude is a racist. And he can give you a couple of examples, and it ain't just you ain't black. They know it. What more do you need to be teed up for you? Conservatives? I was going to say Christian conservatives, but some of you aren't Christians. Some of you are heathens. That's okay. There's heathens among us. And some of you are Jews. But what more do you need, Judeo-Christian heathen conservatives, before you finally go, we've got the goods? I look at these Republicans and Comer, you know, I'll tell you what, we get in front, when they come in front of our House committee, Comer, I'm tired of it. Jim Jordan, I'm tired of it. We got the goods. The Democrats would have thrown Donald Trump under the kicked him to the curb, thrown him under the table. Give me your thing to say they would have got rid of him. I'll use whatever you want me to use, but Trump would be gone. Any Republican would be gone on a fraction of what we're talking about here. And we can't get rid of this clown. So what's the blue dress moment? Which is the one it's going to take to make it happen? I'm curious. I think this is one of them. Joe Biden literally has been, the Justice Department has said he's too stupid for us to prosecute. I mean, do you watch court shows? Do you watch court TV shows? Where they, or even, you know, real dramas, police dramas, where they go, well, first of all, we'll have to have him checked for sanity, you know, for to see if he's fit. And essentially, if you're not fit, then they put you in a institution or something. The jury is met. Her has come back and said, this dude is not fit. He's not even worth us going after.
It tickles me because they're telling us we have a retarded president. A dude who's developmentally delayed, to use the proper term, or the politically correct term. This isn't enough of a blue dress moment for us. It's still coming. So what's going to be that? What are your ideas about a blue dress moment? Maybe when the truth comes out about J6? It's out. It's out. Have you looked at the videos? Have you seen the conspiracies that abound with all of this stuff? It's already out. What are you waiting for? I'm talking to the Republicans. How much more information? Well, we need to see. Let's see, Comer. We need to see all the tapes and do whatever. You've seen the tapes. They said it was an insurrection. Did you watch that guy walking through with Capitol Hill police? The dude who served time in prison that they let go? Because the video came out and they were like, doesn't quite look like the insurrection you promised us. Then we see video, you know what the D.C. police were doing? Firing into the crowd. Messed up a dude's face. What about the guy who's gotten away with murder? Murder of Ashley Babbitt. What about all the liars that told us how sick Nick died? I mean, go on and on. And then Pelosi's got a... She's so scared on Capitol Hill having built Fort Pelosi, she's invited a film crew to come film, including her daughter. I don't know about you. I don't put my kids in harm's way. What more evidence do you need? What blue dress do you need? I'm asking. We got a lot more to talk about on this subject, but man, it drives me crazy. We have more evidence against these people than you can shake a stick at.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police say they took two people into custody shortly after a shooting that left one dead and more than a dozen others wounded at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday.
We hop over. I hit my face.
One Chiefs fan who took shelter in the landmark Union Station nearby, the Chiefs offered condolences, did confirm all their players, coaches, staff, and families were safe. Democratic Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina is stepping down from his leadership role on Capitol Hill. The 83-year-old Clyburn served both as the House House Majority Whip and the assistant Democratic leader in the House in the past. He tells WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina, he now plans to get more involved in President Biden's re-election campaign. Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet company is making a deal with the Israeli government now. The nation's officials announced Starlink technology will be used in Israel and parts of the Gaza Strip. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I wrote a piece, I wrote a piece a while back, and essentially I think I gave 5 reasons why the left are deathly afraid of Donald Trump getting back into office, and some of them are obvious. I mean, Donald Trump has every reason to want revenge. He does. And he would deserve it. I mean, this is the most targeted man in the history of politics. And I have said, and I believe this firmly, and if you disagree, you can contact me at 844-551-8255. But I said, I don't know of anybody who could have withstood this. Name me somebody. I mean, strong. And I would tell you, no, you had to be a billionaire with a very high profile. And you had to have the skin of a rhinoceros. There just aren't that many people that fit the bill. They're trying to bankrupt Donald Trump. I saw something about his legal bill. I don't remember what it was. It's hundreds of millions of dollars. It's not some little thing. And it's frivolous stuff. I've already been through it myself. I told you guys we did a book a couple times. One, the IRS came and says, hey, you owe us money. You owe us $41,000. And I go, for what? You didn't file your taxes. Yeah, we did. Well, we can find your accountant. What do you mean you can find my accountant? She's a CPA. She does my taxes. I mean, I don't even send them from here. How would you have my address? Everything that she sends has her address. They showed up at my house. And they made this fictitious $41,000 bill. Now, I'm not some rich dude that just, well, okay, I'll take care of it, but screw you guys. It wasn't like that. It was like when Mark Cuban said he sued the government. The government sued him, and he sued him back. And he made the comment, he says, if I weren't a billionaire, I would have run from this. I wouldn't have done it. I had the money to do it. He also had the money and the clout to get people to favor him. It's true. I mean, look, there's a reason why people want money. They want money and power because it means you can open doors. I'll give you a good example. I don't have any money, but I do have a little power. And I could have money. I don't want you guys ever to think I'm complaining because I'm not. I'm not telling you I choose not to have money. That would be foolish. I'm saying it's not a priority. But I'll give you an example. My nephew called me. He says, hey, Unc, how you doing? I said, good. He says, I'm about to graduate. I want to get a job in financial services. But, you know, and I'm currently working at Tesla, et cetera, et cetera. Will you walk me through, you know, help me career build? And we went through it. And at the end of it, I said, you're in luck. One of my friends, I'm not going to say who, I'm not even going to say the company. I said, he's a Fortune 100 CEO. I'm going to make a call and see if he can help you. Now, how did I, there's no money involved, but the guy and I are good friends. So I'm going to pull in a favor and he's going to be willing. When I talk to him, he goes, oh, absolutely. Well, look, because my nephew just wants an internship. He goes, I don't even have to make money. I've saved money where I don't have to get paid. I want to learn the craft. I go, music to my ears, buddy. So I make that phone call. But let me tell you, if I was a crackhead like my dad, I couldn't make that phone call. So we work to get to a level where we have credibility to do these things, but I'm not doing it at the sacrifice of somebody else. It's not like my nephew called me, Unc, there's these white boys want to get in and I want to use your rank. No, he wants to further himself at the expense of no one. We do that every day. You know a coach, you want him to look at a kid. One time I got called. A guy told me, he says, Kevin, would you look at my son for basketball? You know, I said, yeah. He goes, he's going to be with this coach. And I went over and I had friends that were on the Michigan State basketball program. And I said, yeah. He goes, he wants to go to Michigan State. I said, yeah, I'll call my friend. I'll look at him and I'll let you know if I'm going to make a recommendation. I went and saw the kid and I go to his dad. I said, I can't make a recommendation. He isn't good enough. No offense. He's just not. And he goes, yeah, my son thinks he's good. He could. I said, he's not ready for Division I in Michigan State. No way. And he goes, I appreciate the honesty. But I went and looked. And it was meritocracy. Either you earn it or you don't. You get what I'm saying? So this is and I go back to, this is what really upsets the Republicans when it comes to Donald Trump. See, Trump sees the ascension to the presidency as a meritocracy. You've been there all this time, you Republicans. You've been doing what you've been doing, and it isn't getting you the results. And you want to keep that meritocracy. You want to keep that the process in place. He says, I think I can do better than you. I'm going to jump around you. And that's what he did. Usain Bolt did it in 100. He was a 200-meter runner. And he went to the coach. He says, Coach, I think I can run 100. I think I can beat these guys in 100. Coach says, you're a 200-meter runner. Plus, you're too tall. You're not the typical, you know, frame of a sprinter. You can't get out of the blocks quick enough. He says, I think I can beat them. The rest is history. People get around the system. And it's okay. And you know what we do? We look for people to do that. We applaud them. We give them patents. We go, you have a way around something? You have a better way of doing it? Oh, my goodness. How should we reward you? We will reward you with a patent. You'll make millions of dollars. You'll be an innovator. I mean, look at the things. Would you still want to be doing stuff, bloodletting and stuff from the past? Are you glad that there are people who bucked the system? Donald Trump bucked the system. The problem is he bucked the system that is a blood sport. And the Republicans hate him for it. Let me tell you something. The Rhino Republicans that are part of the Uniparty, they hate Trump worse than Democrats hate Trump. True story. Don't believe the hype. Don't act like, oh, well, they're Kevin, there's two Republicans. Really? No. Republicans hate Donald Trump. I'm talking about rhinos. Hate Trump worse than Democrats. He didn't jump any Democrats. And he technically jumped the Democrats, but they got him back. They got him back. They stole the election from him. They're like, you jumped us, but look at what we did to you. Over there laughing, like, look at you, man. And the Republicans over, the rhinos over there with him going, yeah, what they said. That's how sick our party is. So the Democrats are afraid when Trump gets back in office. Oh, he's going to want retribution. He deserves it. He deserves retribution. He deserves to start putting people in prison. I said I'd fire Christopher Wray. I ask you guys, if you had one, wish, would it be to put Trump in office? And if you did, what could happen? What could he impact? And see, there are things he can impact. There are things he can't. When he gets back in, he could fire Christopher Wray. Oh, it's impeachable. By the way, we just saw an article in the Federalist where Mitch McConnell put a poison pill in the Senate border bill that could potentially have gotten Trump impeached if he cut the funding off. That's how bad these guys hate Donald Trump. It is amazing to me what they're willing to do to torpedo their own party. So I ask you this question. If you were Trump and you got back into office, this is different than what I asked you before. This one is deep. I like them because they're all deep, but this one's really deep. What would you want to show the American public that was a vicious lie? What would you want to prove or disprove about the left. Give me an example. Give me an example. Let me sound like Joe Biden. And maybe we can get a Biden translator that could tell you guys what I was going to say. Lucky for you, my brain actually works. Let me give you an example. Climate farce. What if Donald Trump got in and he said, I'm going to show you all the correspondence that went between the old climate czars and all these people. We're going to pull up Kerry's stuff. We're going to pull up the data. We're going to find out who was funded. We're going to look at their research papers and tell you when they changed their mind and how the money. Can you imagine if he took that one issue and he just walked it down the primrose path, showed you every single thing that this government did to lie to you so they could take billions, no, trillions of your dollars, give it to some bureaucratic national, you know, international organization that did nothing but squander and give it to filthy rich people. What would you do if Donald Trump were to do that in just global climate farce? The payoffs, all the correspondence, proved it to beyond the shadow of a doubt. And then, here's the beautiful part, arrested people. Arrested all the government officials who lied. Arrested all the academics who wrote papers that were in complete counter. They were counterintuitive, number one, but against science, real science. And I could go on. What if he actually arrested people and then said, you will never get another research dollar. Then we penalize all the universities that allowed that to happen and all the other agencies. What if we walked just one issue through? Can you imagine the level of impact? I mean, if I were Trump, I'd love to see a czar over something like that. How about you? Think about all the power this man has, what he will have the capability of exposing. He is Julian Assange on steroids inside of the government, in the inner sanctum. And all he's got to do is pick good people. I can't wait. When we get back, we're going to talk about more of these issues.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump has been right about almost every topic that he's tackled. He commented about the border invasion when he first started running. They said that he hated Mexicans, but he stuck to his guns. He got elected, took on the border as a major issue. Build that wall. That became his mantra. Cut illegal entry into America exponentially, which is exactly what the left didn't want. They all talked about illegal immigration. They all knew that it was bad for America. They pretended that they were going to do something about it, and they did nothing. Barack Obama, during the campaign trail, said, "We got to stop it, blah, blah, blah." I'll get to that in just a second. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's Barack Obama in his own words.
We all agree on the need to better secure the border and to punish employers who choose to hire illegal immigrants. We are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law and they are showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants.
And then here's Barack Obama when he's asked about illegals by a girl. Her name is America Ferrera, or so Ferrara, or something like that. And her big issue is they're citizens. Just because you call them illegal, they're citizens. But here's what she asked him. And even though he's not telling her that illegals can vote, he's saying you vote and that will allow you to change the laws so illegals could vote. He never pushes back on her to say we can't allow illegals to vote in our elections. And here's the clip.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential in terms of who you voted for. If you have a family member who maybe is undocumented, then you have an even greater reason to vote.
This has been a huge fear presented, especially during this election.
And the reason that fear is promoted is because they don't want people voting.
That was then President Obama. Completely different tact. Before, when he was a senator, he said all the right things. But he gets to be president, and then what did he do? He led the first invasion. We're talking about the second invasion. The first invasion occurred under Barack Obama. Millions every single year pouring into this country. And I remind you, who stopped it? Donald Trump. And Donald Trump was very clear on what he thought about illegals coming into the country.
But we're finding the illegal gang members, drug dealers, thieves, robbers, criminals, and killers, and we're sending them the hell back home where they came from. And once they are gone, we will never let them back in, believe me. The predators and criminal aliens who poison our communities with drugs and prey on innocent young people, these beautiful, beautiful, innocent young people, will find no safe haven anywhere in our country.
So, I asked earlier, what if you were Trump? What would you expose? You got a lot of things you can go after. You could expose COVID. Can you imagine what we would learn if Donald Trump unleashed investigators on the NIH, the FDA, inside of Pfizer, subpoenas, Pfizer and Moderna? Look at all these people that were telling the world-class doctors who were speaking out against these vaccines and talking about COVID. What would we learn if we raided some of these Chinese labs that I heard, one's in New Mexico? You know, if we weren't compromised, if the president wasn't compromised, what would we learn about COVID? What would we learn about the real data around the people who died and the people who have been permanently, their health is in just permanent disrepair. They're never going to be the same. And I'm not talking about a minor limp or something. I'm talking about heart failure and all kinds of dreaded things, GBS and so on and so forth. What would we learn? How many people were needlessly killed by the Biden administration? What are we going to find out? I'm going to tell you, it won't be good. What do we learn about the border? What will we learn about the policies of Mayorkas and these people telling us it's okay to let these people in and then denying it, lying to us about it? What will we learn if Donald Trump went after the media? FBI, can you imagine the dirt that could be exposed on that agency? What will Donald Trump learn about what Peter Strzok and McCabe and Lisa Page and all these people did to keep him from being in office? And his mission is to never let another president, never let another president go through what he did. How many senators and congressmen would be considered traitors if we looked into all of this? The FISA courts. really looked into the Russian collusion story. Oh, the DNC and Hillary Clinton got off, but what about all those operatives inside these other agencies? What would we learn if Donald Trump did a deep dive inside of all the clandestine agencies from the top to the bottom and encouraged whistleblowers to blow the lid off this? Look, I know what it would do. People would be, Kevin, we wouldn't believe in the rule of law. We wouldn't trust people anymore, etc. You know what? The only way we're going to get it back is if we clean house like that. Christopher Wray has to be fired. A new director has to say, I'm going to look at everything inside of our organization and we're going to expose them. And if you don't want to be one of the people that gets put up for treason, you better start telling on people. Oh, Kevin, we'll create a whole thing of narcs. No, look, it's one thing to be tattling on your neighbor. It's another when you've got a responsibility to the public to be a nonpartisan operation, and you are doing it in a partisan manner. I did a story about the SEC and how we talked about it on here, on the radio show, how this guy weaponized the SEC. Look at what these people are doing. They're meeting with attorneys generals and district attorneys, and they're targeting Donald Trump for no other reason than his ideology. The left's lust for power and money. That's it. That's what drives their ideological bent. They don't care about us. So I want you to know, look at all these organizations. Look at every single one of them that's been weaponized in one form or another. The EPA. Do you really believe these people believe in global climate change? What would we find if we raided the archives, raided the files of the EPA? What would we find? We would find that they have commissioned people to lie. That's what we find. I don't know about you. I don't want somebody that's going to go in there with this tepid attitude about, well, let's let bygones be got bygones. I want people to be fired. I want investigators to be put in charge. And I want these people not only investigated, I wanted full transparency, because the only way I'm going to believe in this government ever again is if something like that happens. I don't think most people believe. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you guys think? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Do you trust the government? Can the government win your trust back? Let me tell you, even under Donald Trump, when he was in the presidency, we still had the legacy Obama people who were doing devilment inside of his organization. If there's one thing that Donald Trump is going to have to address in his next administration, is who can you trust? Now, I did like his answer the other day where he says, how are you going to know these people if you can trust them? And Trump said, we won't. We're going to have to figure it out again. But what he was also saying is, I'll be a lot brighter in figuring it out this time around. I'm glad he didn't just go, we'll make sure that, you know, you don't know about that. But there's a way you can do it. There's a way you can test loyalties. But boy, did he make some bad mistakes. Scaramucci? I mean, what's his, Alyssa Farrar? He hired these people and they don't even like him. I mean, gosh, I've made some hiring mistakes, but none like that. We at least have to have a certain level of respect. There you go. So what do you think? What would you go after if you were Trump? Would you expose the COVID lies? Would you expose the global climate lies? Would you expose what agency would you go after? With the IRS? Will we dig into that a little bit deeper? What do you think?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.